phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone, once again. It's that time. It's come around quick, hasn't it? Time for our next show. Now, I've been doing these shows for 2 years now, at least this show. I've done other talk shows, of course, had my own shows previously, but been doing this show with SQR for 2 years now. I was in their first batch of hosts when they first got started, so that was very good. And all you fine listeners out there have elevated me to the second top show in Spirit Quest Radio, which I'm very, very proud of. And thank you to all your loyal followings and downing load of my archives. It's nice to see the work of reverse speech is getting out there. Well, it's the first day of winter here in Australia, and it's cold. Cold for Australia, probably not cold for some parts of the United States, of course, but we've been down to the 5 degrees centigrade. What's that, about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, I guess, maybe a little bit less. So, it's been cold. It's been cold. Anyway, all right, today we are going to be going over some reversals on Barack Obama in his visit to the United Kingdom. Last week, and then we're going to look at some verses on Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, in his address before the Congress. I think that was last week as well. I'm not sure. Anyway, so there we go. We're going to look at that tonight. Don't forget, I have my trip to America coming up, lecturing in the International Remote Viewing Association Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, on June. Well, my lecture is June the 17th. The whole conference is the 17th, 18th, and 19th. So if you can get along to that, that would be absolutely fantastic. It promises to be a real exciting event. And, of course, our guest on the show last week talked about the conference a little bit. So if you're interested in registering for that conference, go to my website at reversespeech.com and go to latest news and updates, and you'll see a link to the Remote Viewing Association conference website there. Just click on that and go and register. Got a few other lectures lined up for the States. I need to get them up on my website. I haven't got them up yet, so I'll get them up over the next day or two. Looking forward to the trip. It should be a great trip, and we'll have a whole lot of fun. All right, let us look at these reversals on Barack Obama. Now, these are on my website. If you go to my site at www.reversespeech.com, and once again, on latest news and updates, click on that, and you will see a link to the reversals that I'm about to play. All right, so let us look at these. And, I've been messed up from the very first one. I can't find the very first reversal on my sheet. Well, that's very disappointing. All right. Okay. So we'll go down to the second one. And here's the first one. All right. Let's run this one forward. Here we go.
The United States has removed 100,000 troops from Iraq. The United Kingdom has removed its forces, and our combat mission there has ended.
And here he says, they mock on it.
They mock on it.
They mock on it. They mock on it.
Nice and clear reversal. Maybe some people are mocking his decision to leave Iraq. Or maybe Iraq is, maybe it's a reference towards Iraq itself. And receiving... I'm not sure. Anyway, they mock on it. There you go. Make of that one what you will. All right. Here we have another one. Let's run this one forward.
And nearly 10 years after 9/11, we have disrupted terrorist networks and dealt Al-Qaeda a huge blow by killing its leader, Osama bin Laden.
And this one says, when you lick our bomb.
When you lick our bomb.
When you lick our bomb. When you lick our bomb.
And this, of course, is reference to the to Al-Qaeda. And they'll get huge blows when they lick America's bomb, or to quote the metaphor, to connect with or to feel or become part of. And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear this amongst the gibberish. And there it was right there. Let's run that small little section again. Yep, there we go. Nice and clear there. And this address, by the way, the speech I'm analysing right now is his address to the British Parliament. Okay? So let's run the next section.
And today, the competition for the best jobs and industries favors countries that are free-thinking and forward-looking. Countries with the most creative and innovative and entrepreneurial citizens.
And this reversal says, hold the wolf.
Hold the wolf. Hold the wolf. Hold the wolf.
And of course, wolf, common metaphor of diverse speech, it occurs in practically every tape I do. It's along with the soul. Very common metaphor, the soul is, and the wolf is another very, both of those two metaphors will appear in practically every tape I do, wolf and the soul. And when he says hold the wolf is a motivation, inner strength. He's accessing his inner motivation and strength inside of himself. Okay. All right, let us move along to the next one here. That's this reversal. Let's run it forwards.
Moreover, even when the free market works as it should, both our countries recognize that no matter how responsibly we live in our lives, hard times or bad luck, a crippling illness or a layoff may strike any one of us.
And here he says, is that still to come?
Is that still to come? Is that still to come? Is that still to come?
And of course, he's referring about the layoff or getting sick. Is that still to come? Is that something that you will experience? And here's a whole lot played backwards. Wonder where it is. Yeah, it was right there. Let's run that again. There it is, right amongst the gibberish. Amazes me how these reversals occur. You'll run any tape in reverse, you'll hear this monotone, monotonous gibberish, and then bang, right in the middle of the gibberish, this real clear reversal will jump up out and say, here I am, you can find me. And, you know, I've been in reverse speech for 28 years, and I still emit shouts of joy and excitement when I find a reversal. I love this stuff just so much. 28 years. Gee, that's a long time I've been doing reverse speech. Now, if you want to call in and speak to me during the show, there's two ways you can do it. You can either Skype in, and you'll find the link for the Skype in on the SQR.FM page. That's SQR.FM, the main page for Spirit Quest Radio. Just scroll down on the right-hand column. You'll see the link to Skype. It actually says Skype us. And if you want to call by phone, you can call on area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. Then enter the conference ID, which is 957-9082 pound. That's 957-9082 pound, and that will get you into the switchboard here, and I'll see you, and I'll click on you, and you can have a chat to me about anything you like. You can even record your voice if you like, and I'll find the reversals and play them for you when we do our show next week. So you better make sure you've got nothing to hide or nothing you don't want to have revealed. Because based on my experience with reverse speak, the more we try to repress something and the more we try to hide it, the more it will appear in reverse speech. And people who are lying and hiding their lies are really in a world of trouble because of the lies are the things that will appear the most in their reverse speech. All right, here we have a reversal that is called a lead reversal. There's many categories of reverse speech, 9 categories that I've documented altogether. We have congruent and incongruent reversals. We have expansive reversals. We have internal dialogue, internal command, external dialogue, trail and lead reversals. And trial and lead reversals are reversals that occur either before a topic is discussed forwards or occur immediately after that topic has been discussed. So let's play this. Here we go.
In the long years to come, not only will the people of this island, but the world, wherever the bird of freedom chirps in the human hearts, look back to what we've done, and they will say, do not despair, do not yield, march straight forward.
And this verse says, have hope.
Have hope. Have hope. Have hope.
And here is what he says forwards in the very next sentence.
With courage and purpose, with humility, and with hope.
And so there he is. He says hope backwards before he says hope forwards. And actually, that's actually fairly common. Like I said, we call them lead reversals. They occur in conversation before the topic has been discussed forward. So let's play a couple simple lead reversals for you. Here's one from a radio show.
S4.
You worked at S4?
No, that's the area where I was living.
Oh, my.
And this reversal says, it's September. And look at the very thing he says next.
Yesterday was September 11th. It is September 11th on your time.
It is still now September 11th.
Okay, so he says, it's September 1st, and then repeats it in reverse. And I always find that example quite amusing because it was September 11th, and of course that's when 911 happened. So a bit of shade to woo stuff there. Here, let's play you another lead reversal. This is a nice clear one. It's just from a normal casual conversation. Here's the forwards.
This is just one of many, many lifetimes where we are here to develop the soul, basically. And when that is achieved, the soul will ascend.
And this reversal says, I love each day. Oops, here we go.
I love each day.
I love each day. I love each day.
And once again, look at the very next thing he says in forwards.
To look at life differently and then trying to enjoy each day.
So he says it backwards before he then says it forwards. There you go. That's pretty amazing. As you know, while we're on the subject of trail and lead reversals, let's play you a trail reversal. Now, trail reversal is opposite from a lead reversal in as much as the lead reversal precedes the conversation and the trail reversal continues on with the conversation even though the topic in forward speech has changed. Now, here's a woman talking about her love life and getting a man in her life.
Just the weird part, you know, which I guess kept to myself, is that I'm noticing I get this, like, when I met Michael, I was immediately attracted to him and I wanted him and I still want him, not as strongly, and I won't go there over to his house or anything. I know how bad it is. But there's this pull for the bad guys.
Right.
And there's not this big electric thing for this man who's handsome and everything.
Okay, so no reversal occurred in that section, but the reversal occurs a couple minutes later when she's changed the topic and is talking about her reverse speech session work.
Okay, so like my initial reaction to
yeah.
it. Let's see, no. Well, I mean, it's excellent. It's right on. The part about the having that part in me that, you know, is like the high school name and all that.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty clear to me. I mean, I know where that comes from, you know.
And the reverse in this section says, I want a man.
I want a man.
I want a man. I want a man.
So that's what we call a trail reversal. It continues on from the previous conversation. All right, let us go back to Barack Obama. And towards the end of the show, I'm going to be playing you an interesting reversal on Arnold Schwarzenegger and a couple of reversals on Session Works. So make sure you stay right through the end of the show. And now we are back at Barack Obama in the UK. Now, here's a joint press conference with Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron. And here we have the first reversal.
I want to thank Her Majesty the Queen and the British people for the extraordinary welcome that has been extended to me and Michelle. It's a shining example of the genuine warmth and affection that our two nations feel towards one another.
And this reversal is a metaphor. It says we share this garden.
And she understood him.
And she understood him. And she understood him.
Yeah, garden, short for Garden of Eden. Place of new birth, creativity, new ventures. So there we go. All right. So we share this garden, common metaphor. So let's move along to the next. Oh, here's a surprising reverse I found on Brock. Here we go with the forwards.
That our nations have a long-term interest in ensuring that Afghanistan never again becomes a launching pad for attacks against our people. So alongside our NATO allies and partners, we're committed to a strong, enduring partnership with the people of Afghanistan.
And this one says, be boss nigger.
Be boss nigger.
Be boss nigger.
A little bit of a concerning one, that one. Let's run the whole lot backwards, and you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And there it was right there. Let's just run that small section again. Oh, let's go back a little bit of the gibberish. Hang on.
Well, I would end on our snowballs. Beef rots, nigger. Scouts go back in your snowballs.
Yeah, very clear reversal there. Be boss, nigger. All right. Now, let's look at this. Like I said, this is a joint press conference with David Cameron. Here's a couple on David Cameron.
Building democracy takes time, and you have to work on the building blocks of democracy and not believe this all can be done in an instant.
And here he says, yes, we go with this bomb.
Yes, sir, go with this bomb.
Bomb.
Yes, sir, go with this bomb.
And he's talking about the bond or the connection between England and the United States. And that's a bond that he feels. All right, we'll go back to Barack again now. Here's here's another reversal on Barack Obama that uses a very interesting metaphor. Let's run this forward.
Today, before we came here, Michelle and I joined David and Samantha for a outstanding barbecue at number 10 for active duty members of our militaries, along with their spouses.
And here he says, we're famous in the bed.
With Namus and David.
With Namus and David. With Namus and David.
And that is a metaphor, bed in this case, referring to the connection between America and the United States. You may have heard the term, let's get into bed together, which refers to let's sit down and talk and come to some mutual agreement and understanding. So David Cameron says, we go with this bond, and then Barack comes back with, we're famous in the bed. All right, here we have another one on Barack Obama talking about Afghanistan. I think it's Afghanistan, yes.
We have a broad-based international mandate and a broad-based international coalition designed to make sure that Afghanistan does not serve as a base for attacks against our people. We've discussed, consistent with what we said in Lisbon during our NATO summit, that this will be a year of transition because of the work that we've done and the enormous sacrifices that both our militaries have given.
And this reversal says, she's now free.
She's now free.
This is now free.
Talk about Afghanistan. Afghanistan is now free. You know, that sounds a whole lot backwards.
I think that Sarah Stolimra thought that South Africa has some on me, and then I'd be with Earl Wazowski. This is now free. Able said that.
And there it was, right in that little section there. Let's do it again.
Wazowski. This is now free. Able said that.
Just jumps right up out of the gibberish there and says, hey, here I am, come and find me. Here's now, she's now free. Okie dokie, we are going to look at this reversal here. And, this says the file's opened, but I haven't played it. So how could the file be opened? Let's just scroll down and see where that file has gone. Huh. Well, that's very interesting. It says the file's open, but I can't see it there. Huh. Well, how strange is that? Ah, here it is. All right.
There's no doubt that the United States and the United Kingdom have a unique relationship.
And here he says, but I need them.
Sit down, Eve. Bad.
Sit down, Eve. Bad. Sit down, Eve.
Talk about needing England or needing the relationship with England. Okay, so it's sort of like a pretty grunt reversal, I would say. All right, here we have Barack Obama talking about Libya.
I have said from the outset that our goal, the reason that we intervened in Libya, was to protect people on the ground.
And here he says, they're slime.
They're slime.
They're slime. They're slime.
I guess he doesn't like Libya with a reversal like that. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Here it amongst the gibberish.
I reckon all of you. It's past the whistle. I don't need really. He went zero. Poor girl. It's bad. That's fine with this now.
And there it was right there. Let's run that small section again for you.
That's fine with this now.
And as always, it just jumps right up out the gibberish, and we respond accordingly. All right, let us look at the next reversal here on Barack Obama.
A false perception that there are a whole bunch of secret, super effective air assets that are in a warehouse somewhere that could just be pulled out and that would somehow immediately solve the situation in Libya. That's not the case.
And here he says, shows this boss you're leading it. And that's his authority. He's saying, well, look, I'm in charge here. You know, I'm leading. A good solid reversal, got a strong reversal for a president to have. Shows this boss you're leading it. And here we go. And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if we hear it amongst the gibberish. And there it was right there. Let's just do that again. Yeah, straight into gibberish and straight back out again. No. All right, next reversal along. This is an interesting reversal. Talking about, I think, the increase in escalation in around Israel.
My goal, as I said out in the speech I gave last week, is a Jewish state of Israel that is safe and secure and recognized by its neighbors.
And this reversal says you'll sail bigger ships.
You'll sail bigger ships.
And let's run the holler backwards and so you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Whatever's evidence, who is it? Say,
And then it was right there. Let's run that small section again. Oh, there it was right there. Let's go back a bit further. Notice how clear that is amongst the gibberish. Just jumped straight up out of the gibberish. Has a clear, definite space at the beginning of the reversal and a clear, definite space at the end of the reversal. Very characteristics of genuine reverse speech. Let's do that again. And it's got this nice melodious sing-song tone to it, which is just a really characteristic of reverse speech. All right, let's look at David Cameron. And here we go.
As for Britain, we don't believe the time for making a decision about the UN resolution, there isn't even one there at the moment, is right yet. We want to discuss this within the European Union and try and maximize the leverage and pressure that the European Union can bring, frankly, on both sides to get this vital process moving.
And this reversal says, see the man with the ram. So I'm not sure what Iran's got to do with anything, but there you go. If I have accidentally uncovered some military trade secrets, I do apologize. But that's reverse speech, folks. There are no secrets anymore. Let me modify that statement. Not everything comes out in reverse speech. They're more like footnotes or little unconscious commentaries, generally on what you're saying forwards. And they don't happen. They don't happen all the time. They're once every 20 or 30 seconds of normal human speech, and they don't necessarily tell us the whole truth, but they do tell us part of the truth. And how large that part is depends on the type of conversation, and the situation, the emotional state, and a whole bunch of other factors that come in to create and manufacture a speech reversal. The mental processes in the human mind to do this are absolutely fantastic. All right, we have a caller on the line, so let me bring him in. You're on the air.
Hello, David. Hello.
Yes.
This is Kathleen. You worked quite a bit with me.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call in and thank you so much for all the work that we've done together. It's really, really helped me, and I wanted to let anybody else know they're on the fence about going to you for help. It's given me back my power, which is amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, good. I'm really pleased. Yeah, I reverse
speech. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yes, it's an amazing thing, and I get incredible success doing session work, and it really directly taps into the unconscious in a way that no other modality that I'm aware of does it. So yeah, and
exactly. It's very powerful.
Good, and we're going to get together when I'm up your way. I'll be in your town.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be good. We'll get together for lunch with you and Ralph or dinner or whatever, and we'll have fun.
Yep, that sounds great. I don't want to take up your time from the show. I just wanted to thank you and tell everybody that this is really a wonderful practice.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you on Thursday, I believe.
Sounds good. See you then.
We'll talk then. Okay, thanks, Kathleen. I appreciate the call. Okay.
Sure, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's go to an ad break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk.
Can I ever spacewalk?
Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
And yes, and they're amazing little things, the hobbyist courses. We sell quite a few of them. People love it. So it's 6 hours, six audio tapes, an hour each that takes you through the basics of reverse speech. So there you go. Call in on the office, or you can download it from the website. Just go to the product section of the site and download, and you'll be there. Okie dokie. Let me move on to the next reversal on Barack Obama. And here is the forwards.
What I am absolutely certain of is that if they're not talking, we're not going to make any progress. And neither the Israeli people or the Palestinian people will be well served.
And here he says in reverse, her soul evil. Talking about Palestine, I think.
Her soul evil.
Wow.
Reverse soul evil.
Yeah, so there we go. I guess he doesn't like Palestine with a reversal like that. Now let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Reverse soul evil will be Palestine, but there will be.
Oh, there it was, right at the very beginning there, which reversal started out with it.
Reverse soul evil will be Palestine, but there will.
Actually, there's two reversals. I missed the second one. Her soul evil, followed by, will be famous. Here we go. Listen to this.
Her soul evil will be famous. Life, but there will be
there what? I'll be bothered. Her soul evil will be famous. What do you mean by that?
Her soul evil will be famous.
There it is. Her soul evil will be famous. Once more.
Her soul evil will be famous.
Huh. How interesting. You know, this is interesting. You'll sail bigger ships and now we'll be famous. Is there something going on in the Gulf? Does anyone know? Are there military maneuvers in the Gulf or anything? Wonder what it means. Oh, the Mediterranean, sorry. Wonder what it means by you'll sail bigger ships. And here we have another curious one too. This is once again on the joint press conference with Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron just last week.
It is very difficult for Israelis to sit across the table and negotiate with a party that is denying your right to exist and has not renounced the right to send missiles and rockets into your territory.
Now, this reversal says, I'll send NASA. And that may be a cryptic reference to a spy satellites or space activities. That's just my guess only. But I think there's something going on between Israel and Palestine and the United States. There's some escalation going to happen. So just sit back from the news and wait and watch and we'll see what happens. All right, I'm going to play a reversal on Arnold Schwarzenegger now that has been on my website for 8 years. I found it in his acceptance speech when he was voted in as governor of California. And so here we go.
And I want to thank also all the people on this campaign.
And here he says, soon I'll beat the law.
Did not beat the law.
So what does that mean? I didn't know what that meant, but I posted on my website just to see what would happen. Now, here we are 8 years later. He's no longer governor of California, and we're getting the first ripples, I think, of what that reversal might mean. The first one refers to the love child. The first event is the love child that he had outside of his marriage, that of course he had through his whole tenure as governor. But what's come out recently, and you can search on the internet and see this, is the Attorney General in California is currently investigating where the police were used by Arnold Schwarzenegger to take women to him in a hotel room. And this has certainly been on there's several references on the web. It's been on the news here in Australia. I haven't seen it on American news, though, which is a little bit surprising to me. But if that's the case, he's in trouble. He certainly has gotten around the law by using the police to bring him women. So maybe that's what the reversal "soon I'll beat the law" means. Okay? All right, I'm going to play a couple other reversals for you here before we go on to reversals on Benjamin Netanyahu and these reversals from Session Work. Now, here we have a woman who's talking about doing a session for money.
So here again, another core belief. I can't do chemistry.
Okay, she's talking about core belief, and when she says another core belief, she says in reverse, make her feel broke. That is a core belief, that she needs to feel broke. And she's going to go about making and creating the situation to have her feel broke. So that is a core belief, that if this woman is going to change, we need to definitely work with that to get her past it. And here on the same woman, also talking about money.
It's going to kick off quickly. We'll have some bugs to work out, but then after that, it's going to really, really catapult.
So she's talking about a future success of her business, but she says in reverse, I go with slum. Slum, metaphor for poverty. When she's saying, I go with slum, she is carrying this poverty consciousness around with her. Now, there's another reversal that uses the word slum, and I'm just trying to find that right now, and we'll get it any second, and here we go.
I want to be in profit, which means I'd like to earn at least $50 a month from the program.
This reversal says, my wolf in the slums. My wolf in the slums. Singular, sorry. That's not plural. I thought that was plural, but it's my wolf in the slum. I'm just actually clipping that. There's a slight glitch on the end of that reversal, and I'm just clipping that now. And let's play that again. Yeah, so there we go. Her wolf is in the slum. If this woman is to make money, we have to take her wolf out of the slum and do some work with it, okay? All right, we are going to move on to Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, when he addressed Congress this week. Okay, here we go with the first reversal.
We've helped on our side. We've helped the Palestinian economic growth by removing hundreds of barriers and roadblocks.
And this verse says, demonic, you need its slap.
Demonic, you need its slap.
Wow.
Demonic, you need its slap.
Wow.
Demonic, you need its slap.
That's a nice, clear reversal, that one. He's talking about, hang on, let's get the context, the forwards again. Let's just play the forwards again.
We've helped on our side. We've helped the Palestinian economic growth by removing hundreds of barriers and roadblocks.
Demonic, you need it slap.
Demonic, you need it slap.
Demonic, you need it slap. Demonic, you need it slap.
Well, that's really interesting. It's a bit of sabotage running there, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's calling calling them demonic, the Palestinians demonic, but he needs that conflict. He needs it slap. So part of him, on some level, is going to go around and create that conflict or create the situation unconsciously for that conflict to be there, because on some level he needs this. He needs this conflict. It's beneficial to him in some way, shape, or form. Classic reversal of sabotage. All right, here's the next one.
We're proud in Israel that over 1 million Arab citizens of Israel have been enjoying these rights for decades.
This verse says, let him know.
Let him know.
Let him know. Let him know.
Not too sure what that one means, but there you go. You've got it anywhere. Make of it what you will. All right, next reversal.
We long for the day when Israel will be one of many real democracies in the region, in the Middle East.
And here he says, doing it. Yeah, so he's involved in the process to make this happen. He is hoping there will be many other democracies in the Middle East. Here, let's just run the forwards again so you can get the context.
We long for the day when Israel will be one of many real democracies in the region, in the Middle East.
And here, let's run the whole lot backwards. See if you can hear doing it amongst the gibberish. And there it was, right at the very beginning there. Do it again. Nice and clear amongst the gibberish, that one. The jumps are right out, so you can easily hear it. All right, we are going to move along to the next reversal here, and let's run this forward.
You've condemned the Iranian regime for its genocidal aims. You've passed tough sanctions against Iran. History will salute you, America.
This reversal says, we do this slow.
We do this slow.
Huh.
We do this slow. We do this slow.
That's interesting, that one. We do this slow. He talked about passing sanctions against Iran. The actual reversal occurs where he says, history will salute you, America. So maybe he's saying, you know, we're not acting fast enough. We're doing it slow. We are introducing these tough sanctions, but it's not happening fast enough. All right, here we have the next reversal.
Israel always reserves. Israel always reserves the right to defend itself.
And this reversal says, see a war.
See a war.
See a war. See a war.
And, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? And the reversal occurs right where he says, Israel always reserves the right to defend itself. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Hear this amongst the gibberish.
First in effort, Israel reserves the right to defend itself. Reserves the right.
Yeah, it was right there. Let's run that whole section again. Yeah, nice and clear amongst the gibberish. All right, we are going to look at another one now that also uses the reverse speech metaphor wolf that we have looked at so far. Here is the forward.
Now we've achieved historic peace agreements with Egypt and Jordan, and these have held up for decades.
And this verse says, see bloody wolf.
I remember what it was like before we had peace.
Huh? Oh.
See, now you're off.
Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. When he says, I know what it was like before we had peace.
I remember what it was like before we had peace.
Says, see bloody wolf.
See, now you're off.
See, now you're off. See, now you're off.
Must have been to Australia, that bloke. Aussie slang, bloody, but I don't think it's a slang in this case. I think he's referring to all the blood and tragedy of before he had peace. It was a bloody wolf, blood and guts and gore everywhere. Okie dokie. Here we have the next reversal. Let's run this forward.
With such a partner, the Palestinian, or rather the Israeli people, will be prepared to make a far-reaching compromise. I will be prepared to make a far-reaching compromise.
This verse says, see the love arrow. An arrow is a common metaphor, reverse speech. It means to shoot towards your goals. And so when he says, see the love arrow, he's extending his hand of friendship. He's offering an olive leaf, arrow to shoot for your goals, love, connection, communication. No, well, not communication, but connection and that energetic feeling. So, so there we go. All right. Here is the next reversal on Benjamin Netanyahu. And it is this one here. Here we go.
But as President Obama said, the border will be different than the one that existed on June 4th, 1967. Israel will not return to the indefensible boundaries of 1967.
And this reversal says, get it now.
Get it now.
Get it now. Get it now.
Very clear reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards here amongst the gibberish. And that was right there. Let's do that again. Amazing how clear they are amongst the gibberish. They just jump out at you. Just staggers me. I've been doing reverse speech for 28 years now, folks, and I am still as fascinated by it now as I was when I first started. If someone had told me when I was a teenager that my career in life would be playing tapes backwards, I would have laughed at them. Doesn't life have a strange way of bringing to fruition what we are meant to do on a life path? Actually, here's something I've never told anyone. Oh, how about this? Oh, gee, this is David Oates getting personal. I don't know whether you've all heard the story of how reverse speech started. I often skip this part, and I pick up the story in April of 84 when I was running a halfway house for street kids in Australia. But the real story started 6 months earlier, and I actually dropped a tape player in a toilet bowl, and I pulled the thing out, and I tried to fix it up, and the end result was it only played backwards. And so I had this totally useless tape player that only played in reverse. Amazing, I didn't throw it out. I kept it. And, of course, when I heard about the backward message in rock and roll that the fundamentalists were promoting, I remembered my reversal here. And so I, so there we go. All right, let's look at the next reversal. And that's this one here.
So I say to President Abbas, tear up your pact with Hamas. Sit down and negotiate. Make peace with a Jewish state.
And, you know what? I haven't finished my story. Here, let's play this reversal first. They should. They denied this, is what it says.
They should deny this.
And basically meaning, yes, they need to sit down and negotiate. That's exactly where the reversal occurs, where he says sit down and negotiate. But they deny this. They haven't done this. They haven't followed through with this. Let's run the forwards again. Here we go.
So I say to President Abbas, tear up your pact with Hamas. Sit down and negotiate. Make peace with a Jewish state.
And they should. They denied this.
They should deny this.
Yeah, so they should negotiate, but they haven't done it in the past. They have denied us the opportunity. Yeah, all right, okay, so there we go. And so I finished my little story about the tape player, then he played in reverse, and that's how reverse speech really got started. Ah, that's what I was going to tell you. But 2 weeks prior to the tape player falling in the toilet bowl, I had gone on a fast, went on a two-week fast, and it was for spiritual reasons I went on the fast. And the reasons were to find my mission and my calling in life. I wanted God to give me an important mission. And so I went on a two-week fast where I was praying and fasting. And right when I finished the fast, within 2 or 3 days of the fast finishing, I dropped the tape player in the toilet bowl, and which, of course, led to the eventual discovery and research into reverse speech. So I often wonder whether that two-week fast was instrumental in that little accident, in inverted commas, happening of the tape player falling in the toilet bowl. So there you go. You didn't know that, did you? A little bit of reverse speech history to tantalize you all with. All right, that's all the reversals I had for you today. That's Barack Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu, and, of course, a little one on Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, it's interesting. I remember once a reporter was doing a story on reverse speech, and they rang Arnold Schwarzenegger's office for a comment on the verse that says, "Soon I'll beat the law." And the lady commented back and said, "Well, you can tell these people that they better stop smoking whatever they're smoking, because they won't beat the law doing that." So that was a funny response from Arnold Schwarzenegger's office to the situation. All right, so let us look at a couple of other reversals. I wonder if I've got any more on suggestion work that I haven't. Any new ones? Oh, you know what? I found a couple of new kids reversals that was sent to me for last class. And here we have, you remember the two twins on the air that were jabbing in their own language? Well, here's one reversal on them. And backwards it says, "Eat it here." And there's another one on those two twins that says, "Love, love, love." And I'm just looking through and I can't see it at the top of my head. All right, okay, not a problem. All right, folks, don't forget my America trip. You want to catch up with me if you can. I'm also lecturing in Ashland on July the 6th. I'm lecturing in LA on Wednesday the 15th. I have a lecture in Portland on July the 3rd. And I've got to put all those details up on my website. I'll try and get them up over the next couple of days. So just go to the latest news and updates section and all my travels and adventures will be posted there for you to see, okay? And, of course, my right-hand man, Jeff Toth, lives in Portland, which is where I'll be headed after I've done the conference in Las Vegas. And I'll be staying with Jeff, and Jeff has been with me for heavens. It's got to be 15 years, I think. Maybe not quite 15, maybe 14. I'm not sure, but anyway. Jeff Toth, if you ever got problems with the software, he wants some help, then just give Jeff a call, and he will be only too happy to help you out and lead you through some of the difficulties that you're having with the software. All right, not too sure what I've got for my show next week, but I'll have something exciting for you, as I always do. So stay tuned and stay listened, and tell your friends about the show. I want to be number one on Spirit Quest Radio. I'm pretty pleased to be number two when there's 50 or 60 hosts, but it'd be nice to be number one. So spread the word around. Email your friends. Put the URL down, sqr.fm, the link to spiritquestradio.com. All right, folks, we're about done for the show today. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will see you all next week. Bye.